From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Turkey said Wednesday it will press its military offensive in Syria until the Islamic State is driven from the town of Al-Bab, despite a warning from forces allied to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and a helicopter attack on the rebels it backs. Turkey's incursion into Syria has complicated an already messy battlefield in northern Syria. As the Turkish-backed rebels push south towards Al-Bab, they face confrontation with both Kurdish and pro-Assad forces. Migrants set more tents and shelters on fire at the jungle camp in Calais Wednesday as others lined up to be relocated and authorities resumed clearing the camp. French authorities Wednesday said they expect to complete their operations to clear the camp of its migrant population by the evening. The local official there said they have it within their means to close the waiting lines by this evening after the last migrants are taken and the lines will close. China will carry out military drills in the South China Sea all day on Thursday, according to the country's Maritime Safety Administration Wednesday. They've also ordered all other shipping to stay away. It's the latest exercise that come less than a week after a U.S. Navy destroyer sailed near the Paracel Islands, prompting a warning from Chinese warships to leave the area. Officials in Belgium resumed talks Wednesday aimed at breaking a deadlock holding up a free trade agreement between the European Union and Canada. Belgium's Wallonian region has balked over the agreement's arbitration system. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton warned her supporters on Tuesday against complacency as opinion polls show her holding a clear lead over rival Donald Trump. This is VOA News. Controversial Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte is in Japan for a three-day visit after calling on foreign businesses in his country, worried about his aggressive war on drugs, to leave. He said U.S. firms in his country should pack up and leave after U.S. diplomats suggested allegations of extrajudicial killings is bad for business. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
So we're not going to react and respond to every bit of rhetoric. We're going to continue to work at this relationship. We're going to continue to meet our obligations under the defense treaty. And despite the rhetoric, we haven't seen any policy traction behind it. In other words, there hasn't been any change, tangible changes to the policies and to the programs that both our nations are implementing and executing on a daily basis.
Independent UN investigator Philip Alston on Tuesday criticized the world body for refusing to accept legal responsibility for a cholera outbreak in Haiti that has killed thousands.
It refused to accept factual responsibility for the introduction of the epidemic, contested the scientific evidence on the basis of a self-evidently flawed and unjustified assessment, insisted that no legal claim for negligence could be brought against it, despite the clear provisions of the relevant treaty and its agreement with Haiti, refused to countenance the payment of any form of compensation, even to the relatives of those who have died, issued no apology, and did not do enough to promote and strengthen efforts to achieve eradication.
The Toyota Motor Corporation Wednesday said it was recalling about 5.8 million cars at home and abroad over potentially faulty airbag inflators made by the Takata Corporation. It's including those used as replacement parts after a 2010 recall. Automakers worldwide are ramping up the industry's biggest ever recall after part supplier Takata agreed early this year to declare more of its airbags as defective in the United States and other countries. A 31-year-old British banker, Rurik Jutting, calmly detailed to police his cocaine-fueled descent into a torture and killing binge that ended in the deaths of two Indonesian women in his luxury Hong Kong apartment, according to video shown in a court on Wednesday. Jutting has admitted killing a 23-year-old single mother and a 26-year-old Indonesian woman in his apartment 2 years ago. World stock markets mostly retreated Wednesday, dragged lower by falls for miners' shares and oil prices, according to traders. After declines for the bulk of Asia's stock markets, Europe's top indices were showing losses of 1.0% compared to Tuesday's closing levels. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.